Said after the bye week, you'd reevaluate where you would be on game days. Is the plan to
stay in the box? Yeah, stay in the box. I like it. I like what I'm seeing right now. It keeps me calm and kind of in the moment. So that will be the plan.
You spent a lot of time on the sidelines. Has it been an adjustment for you to deal with it, being that far removed from the game, as it were?
Well, quite frankly, the box is boring. And it's just, you don't hear the noise. You don't get the excitement of the crowd quite as much. So I like the field, just the energy and the excitement of the stadium and all that stuff. But the box, I can focus a little better probably, and I can just stay calm. I guess that's good on the heart.
In this second month of the season, where do you want to see some improvements with this defense?
Well, there's still a lot of improvement. Third downs, we've let teams out of the hole a couple times when we should have had them pinned on some third and longs. We've let teams into the red zone too many times. Now, we've been good getting out of those red zone opportunities, but we need to do a better job of keeping them out of the red zone. Just overall execution can still improve a little bit. I thought the physicality in the run game was better in the Baylor game, but that's something that we got to continue to get better at. Depth is another one where, like when Evan Johnson went out, then we got Morey back, but we got to continue to get guys back and just improve overall depth. All those things will, I think, help take us to the next level.
Generally, have you been happy with the pass rush and the pressure on the quarterback?
I think we're close. I don't think we're there yet. We've missed some opportunities, and that's been linebackers, that's been D-line. DBs have missed some opportunities. It's better than last year, and it's not quite what I think I expect from us. But, who knows? We might have 7 sacks this game.
Did you ever have much interaction with Aaron Roderick during games when you were on the sidelines? And do you have much more interaction now that you're both in the box?
Not much. I mean, there's some things where you can high-five after a touchdown that they throw or something like that. But not much. There are some situational things that we can talk through in the box. But he really has a job to do. I have a job to do. There's not a lot of back and forth unless it's like a situational thing that we need to discuss.
Blake Mangelson's one of those guys who just – can't keep him off the field, even though he might be undersized or whatever. What does he bring to the defense, and how nice was it to see him make that?
Well, he's a great player, and he's physical. He's played a lot of football for us. He's one of our best guys. I can't say enough about Blake and what he means to our program, because he truly is one of the most important guys we have.
Your defensive line, I think most people have considered that they were wondering if you were going to bring in extra bodies via the transfer portal last year. You, I think, opted for more continuity there. Has it paid off to the level you expected it to?
Well, I think those guys have got way better, and I think they bought into what Coach Puha and Coach Papinga and, Gary Anderson and those guys are kind of talking about. Those guys have just got better since I've been here. They deserve the recognition they're getting right now. I think they're playing at a good level. But our job as coaches is to always find the next guy, and we are always looking for the next best recruit. And they understand that, and I think that that's one thing that's helped elevate their game is they see some of these young guys coming in, and they know that they got to fight like crazy to do it the way we're asking them to do it.
How are you going to defend Fafita and McMillan, the two best players?
Well, they're phenomenal players, and they got others around them too. I mean, the receiving core is good. The running back's really good. I think the O-line is solid. And bottom line, we're going to have to be super sound with our techniques. We're going to have to do a good job disguising coverages. We're going to have to get some pressure in Fafita's face. Bottom line, these are two of the best in the country at what they do, and we're going to have to be on our A game.
You guys run a similar defense to what Utah ran, and they seem to have no problem with it. Are you using anything from that Utah film potentially to help you out?
Well, we use things from every game.
Okay.
Definitely there's things you can learn from the Utah game, but we try to take it as a whole, the whole season. The bits and pieces from every game that most do what we want to do. That's how we, combine our package. So, I don't know. I mean, there's definitely things we learned from that game and others.
They changed play callers. Does that change anything on your end?
No, not really, because I don't think the offense has changed with the change of play callers. I think they have an offense that they want to run. They have certain players they want to get the ball to, and I don't think really anything's changed since the signal caller has changed.
With McMillan being such a threat all over the field, will you have to adjust your defensive secondary for him?
Oh, yeah. you have to adjust for guys like that. I mean, he's one of the best wideouts in the country. You have to have things for him, things for the quarterback, things to take away the run and force him into situations that we want him in. But, yeah, I mean, you're facing one of the best wideouts in the country. We got to have a plan for him.